So around 12 is when I was, I think it's around the time I started, you know, contemplating like suicide. Mm. I was bullied a lot as a kid. So that's what, like a result of that. Like I used to cut myself. I used to do different. I draw up plans how I was going to kill myself. Crazy. Like, I was really going through it because I hated my skin. I hated what I looked like. I hated it because I was always picked on because of that. Mm. You know, so a lot of those things were generational, and it really took them wanting to break those generational curses where it still kind of broke off of me. But I really just had to surrender to God. That was like my biggest break once I gave everything to God.
Stop by grace. I know you listen to this right now. You probably saying, why am I here today? But I'm here to tell you that you were stopped by grace. Stop in your tracks. Stop to let you know that you were made to be somebody. Renew your mind. Know who you were called to be. Stop by grace. Listen. Learn.
Welcome to the episode of Stop by Grace Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Richard A. Irvin, and I'm so happy to be back. And today we have a special guest. I've been following this brother for a while now, and I love his music. And I would have to say that he's definitely making a big impact in the Christian hip hop community. He has so many different hits that I haven't listened to. Actually, he has a new project out now called Q&A. And it's out now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, and every other platform you'd be able to listen to. If you haven't listened to this brother yet, make sure to tune out to him, because this man got vocals, this man can rap, this man can do it right. And I'm so happy to have him on one of our final episodes this season of the Stop by Grace Podcast. And I'm so happy to hear his testimony. The one and only Mike Tizzy. Yes, how you doing, man?
How you doing? I'm doing great. Can't complain about yourself.
I'm pretty good. I can't complain at all. Yeah. So for those that don't know you, let them know who you are, Mike, and tell them what you've been doing and everything like that.
Yeah. So I'm Mike Tizzy, originally from Charleston, West Virginia. It's where I grew up, moved to North Carolina in like 2000. But throughout all of this time in my life, I've experienced a lot of different things. At the age of 7, I was run over by a drunk driver. My legs were twisted the opposite way. The doctors told me I would never walk again. I'd be paralyzed for the rest of my life. But God healed me in literally like 20 minutes. I was doing flips out the hospital. Mm. So, yeah, so that's part of why I'm still dancing and flipping and stuff till this day. That's just one testimony. And in 2005, I was in another bad car accident. And my lumbar 2 was snapped. It was broken.
Oh, wow.
And again, the doctors told me I'll be paralyzed for the rest of my life. They say I'll never walk again. I was like, man, I heard this before. But God healed me the same night. And you can literally see from where like the first x-ray was taken, where the bones were sitting on top of each other, and then the next x-ray was taken where you could see a miracle being performed where God was mending the bones.
Wow.
So yeah, God has been blessing me tremendously throughout this walk, throughout this journey. But I still contemplated like things like suicide and just different things that I went through in life, just mentally, that I didn't really know my purpose in life, but I knew that God had a plan for me. I just didn't know what it was just yet. But God is uncovering that for real.
Amen.
That's amazing, brother. That's amazing. So tell them about something that you're doing now currently. What are some things you have been in the works of? What you've been doing and everything like that? And tell them who you are and everything like that.
Yeah. So rapper, singer, dancer, musician, that's pretty much me in a nutshell. But for the past couple of years, I've been dropping a single every month.
Oh, wow.
I just recently decided to do every 2 weeks. So I've been dropping singles every 2 weeks for the past like 2 months, I believe. So last week I just released the Q&A EP, which is a Christian R&B project. And then next week I'm dropping a rap song. So it's like literally going to be a lot of just me experimenting with different sounds, different ideas, and really just tapping in to give everything that God has given me. So,
amen. Yeah. I love that.
So for that project that you got going on, the Q&A, what is the message behind that project? I heard a couple of songs up there. So tell us what it's about. Like,
with that whole project, I really wanted to give people a view inside this journey. You know what I'm saying? Not saying like everything is going to be easy. There's going to be moments where you're going to want to question God. And so that's pretty much what this whole project is about, questioning and answers. And so every time I would have a question, I would always find the answer in the Word of God, or the Holy Spirit would relay that message to me.
Amen.
So, you know, there's moments where, you know, we feel like everything that we've done has just been a waste of time, which like songs like All or Nothing comes into play. And so that's literally what I was feeling in that moment when I wrote. So everything on that project was literally just my heart in music form.
Yeah.
And so it's always been, you know, in my heart and in my mind to create music that really like relates to people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure if I'm going through something, somebody else is going through the same thing. So that's kind of where I was trying to, you know, go with this project. So like I said, All for Nothing, you know, I contemplated quitting. Like music, things didn't work out the way I wanted. You know, I was waiting for some empty promises. I'll say it like that. Some people, like some big name people, like were saying that we're gonna do this, this, and that.
Yeah.
And it just never worked. It never happened. So I'm just like, God, like what's going on? I thought you said this was for me. I thought this was gonna be for me. So, but everything is in God's timing. So I had to learn that. And there's so much that I can go into with this whole project. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so another song like Scream Out Loud was just pretty much saying I don't have to scream out loud because God already knows what I'm going through in a sense.
Amen.
But it's been crazy because, you know, through this journey, even as a kid, like I've known that I had the gift of prophecy, which is crazy. So I haven't really tapped into it deep, but over the course of creating my last album, which was entitled Harvest, which you see on my hat, HRVST.
Yeah.
So I had did like season projects before that. And so there was just EPs, but I actually put them all together. And then the climax of the whole thing was Harvest.
Yeah.
So that's when I put everything together and did that. But on the course of that journey, when I made Harvest, the subtitle was Season of Manifestation. Because literally everything that I was speaking, everything that I was thinking was coming to pass. And so it just let me know in that moment that I really don't have to say it out loud because God really knows the desires of my heart.
And you definitely see that growth now, which in your music, your fan base, I've been seeing that so much.
Like
different artists you've been collaborating with.
Exactly.
Definitely, God is definitely working in your favor for sure, 100%. He's definitely pushing your music. Yeah.
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 Yeah. God definitely. Is good, man.
Amen.
For real.
Amen.
Yeah, that whole project is just.
Well, speaking of that process and everything, one segment we have on this podcast, we call it the Stop by Grace moment. And where were you at in your life where you had met, when you had accepted Christ your Lord and Savior? What was that feeling? What place you was at in your life?
There's so many different times where, because on this walk, a lot of people feel like you get saved once and that's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So, but for me, it's been a continuous thing. So there's been times where I've had to repent and go back and restart and I thank God for being a God of grace because he gives you that chance to restart.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So I literally grew up in church my whole life, but I was mainly a dancer. So that's all I wanted to do was just
dance. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was
I'm telling you Chris Brown. I'm telling you Chris Brown. That's what I'm going to tell my wife every time. I'm like, don't he sound like Chris Brown? Like, low lie, like he the Christian Chris Brown, bro.
But yeah, man, that's literally where I wanted to go in life. I wanted to be a background dancer for like Michael Jackson when he was still alive, or Chris Brown, which is crazy.
Wow.
And that's actually where I got my name. So I used to dance in high school and stuff. And one of my friends, we were co-captains of the basketball team. He was like, bro, you dance like Chris Breezy. I'm gonna start calling you Mike Teezy. And so that's where the name came. That's literally where the name came from. And it's just,
and they can't forget your name now. They already know that. Yeah.
So, but in college, I got word that he had died. He got shot in the head, which is crazy. Like, the violence out here is crazy. He got shot in the head. So I kind of just kept the name to kind of honor and reverence him. But back to what I wanted to do in life, I really just wanted to dance. It took me, like, rededicating my life to God and really trying to figure out what I wanted to dance to. Because, like I said, I was raised in the church.
Yeah.
I knew God. I knew of God. But to know him for myself was a whole nother thing.
Amen.
So I rededicated my life on a watch night service. And so when I got back to college, I was like, yo, I talked to my crew and I was like, yo, we can still do this, but let's do it for God. And they was like, yeah. Nobody really stuck with it. Bro.
Nobody was messing with it. I already know.
Nah, they weren't messing. So from there, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just do it my own thing.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to find music, but I didn't know of CHH at the time. I didn't know nothing about it. So what I did was I started finding the hottest songs at the time, and I would do remixes of them. So that's kind of where I really got started.
So
that's
what year was this? Because I remember you made a remix to God's Plan. Was that around that time too?
God's Plan.
Oh.
I've done so many different remixes, man. And that's literally where I got started.
Oh, remixes. Wow.
In college, I didn't have money for beats. I didn't have money for you know, all of these different things. And so I would just find an instrumental on YouTube, whatever song was popping, if it was Drake, if it was Chris Brown, if it was Nicki Minaj, even I took her song and flipped it. I did so many different songs, bro. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
After it really started catching on YouTube, because I was still dancing at the time, too, so I would do jerking and all of that and break dancing. And I was really doing all of that stuff, bro. In that time frame when I was playing around with different, you know, songs and ideas, and I seen some of the love that I was getting, I was like, man, maybe I can really do this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I started and kind of just stuck with it.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. So, like, during that process, like, what was the most difficult thing for you to do, like, as far as like the transition from the dancing to like doing your own thing, which separated from your crew? Like, what was the hardest thing about that?
The hardest thing was realizing that everybody can't go with me, because I love people. I love, you know, being with people. I love being with my friends and all of that stuff. But I knew that the call of my life was greater than what I wanted as far as my friends was going.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
So amen.
I still could be friends with them. You know what I'm saying? I could still honor them as my friend, but I have a purpose and God had a plan for my life. So I had to make sure that whatever he wanted to do through me was going to be done.
Amen.
So that was the toughest thing, because I had to let a lot of people go. That was the toughest thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Amen. So for a person that like going through that process right now, for a person that like has friends who recently just got saved and they have friends that's still in the world, what's some kind of sound advice you could give that person? Like, how can they like work through that process?
Yeah, so the thing is, you have to remain loving, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way to compel somebody to Christ, you know. Even the word of God states that. So we have to still continue to love them,
amen,
through what they're going through. But no limits, know the limits,
amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go and party with them and then still try to draw them to Christ, because that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, you're just doing the same thing I'm doing. So why would I, you know, why would I change up what I'm doing? Because you're still doing what I'm doing. So, but be that light for them and just continue to be loving. So,
amen. Amen. I love that. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one thing I had to definitely do in my transition of getting saved. Because when I was out there, me and my friend was actually making a second of music and stuff like that before. And he was a singer and I was a rapper, and like my other friend was doing the same thing. There was like management and everything, but like I had friends that was outside of doing secular rap music and stuff like that. And I had to like keep a distance. I loved them and everything, but I loved them from a distance. Like, I didn't hang out with them. They're like, hey, come over, this and that. And they want me to record their music for them, and they out there smoking and drinking. I'm like, I can't hang around this no more. I would do it for y'all, this and that, but I'm not going to be around that. Like, we got to cut that out. So, like, I definitely could relate to that 100%. So, for those that are listening, y'all not alone. This is nothing new. Like, like, we all went through the same thing of transition from your friends that you may have had before to finding people that's around that have the same faith, the core faith. Exactly. So, I love that. So, we almost done with the interview, but it's one question I always ask people that I interview, is that what is something that you would tell your 12-year-old self? Anything, like anything you want to tell me, any kind of advice, what would you tell your 12-year-old self if you had the chance to?
That's crazy. So around 12 is when I think it's around the time I started, you know, contemplating like suicide.
Mm.
I was bullied a lot as a kid. So that's what, like a result of that. But it's kind of hard to just sum it up into like one thing, but just be patient. You know, God has a plan. That's it. Be patient. God has a plan. So everything, you know, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So, you know, God has a plan. The main way that I overcame was surrendering everything to God, because I know it's like easier said than done, but that was literally what I did. I literally had to fall to my knees. I was crying. And like, I used to cut myself. I used to do different. I draw up plans how I was going to kill myself. Crazy. Like, I was really going through it because I hated my skin. I hated what I looked like. I hated it because I was always picked on because of that. You know? So, you know, it was talking to my parents. I didn't really have a therapist at that time because, you know, growing up, they didn't really, you know, preach like, you should go to therapy. They didn't
Exactly.
At that time. And so I thank God for my dad, because he is my pastor. But he's also my therapist in a sense, you know.
Amen.
Because he's easy to talk to, easy to go to. I can talk to my mom too, but I can go a little bit deeper with my dad.
Yeah.
And he really can understand because he's been there before. I think exactly. My mom has been through it before too. So a lot of those things were generational. And it really took them wanting to break those generational curses where it still kind of broke off of me, you know. And so I just talked to them about what's going on. I had school counselors as well too that I had talked to, but I really just had to surrender to God. That was like my biggest break, you know. I felt the relief just lift off of me once I gave everything to God. And a lot of it too was for me, you know, wanting things to go my way. And if it wasn't going my way, I would try to cut myself. I would try to hurt myself. And that's what the mindset that I was in. So I was very prideful. And I didn't think of it like that because I had low self-esteem. Mm. But I was so prideful thinking like, no, everything needs to go my way, you know? So like was just giving it to God. That was like the biggest relief that I had.
Amen. Amen. I love that. I love that. 100%. So Mike, everybody heard you. Everybody heard the testimony and everything. And what is some things that you're working on now currently? How could people stay in contact with you? What you have upcoming coming out? Any shows, anything like that coming out? And let people know what you're doing.
So we got a lot of shows going on. I wish I could just address them all right here, right now. Mm-hmm. But you can just follow me on Instagram at Official Mike Teezy, TikTok Official Mike Teezy. Mm-hmm. Facebook is just Mike space Teezy. But my website literally has everything on there, which is MikeTeezyMusic.com. So definitely tap in with me on there. As far as next, like I said, we're dropping every 2 weeks. So next week, I got a new single dropping. And then after that, we got Pressure 2 coming, which is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy as well. And I got a whole other project that I'm working on as well. So it's going to be different, man. I'm doing a lot of experimenting, just playing around with different styles, sounds. And I'm just excited. I'm super excited. I can't wait for y'all to get it. So, yeah, man.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us. Thank you for all that are listening. And the only reason they was here and the only reason they were listening is because they was
stopped by grace.
New episodes are available every Wednesday on all streaming platforms. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and leave a comment review, and your review can be read on next week's episode. Video version also available on YouTube. Subscribe for more video content. Share this episode so somebody can be encouraged, and follow us on all social media platforms at Stopped by Grace. God bless you.